You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Praise the Lord. Well, men, women of God, we thank God for you. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock, located in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. I have an awesome man of God. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds radio broadcast. I have an awesome man of God who's just been blowing us away. We thank God for the revelation and the wisdom, the insight, the hindsight, the foresight, all of them sights. Amen. What a time we're having. Introduce yourself quickly, man.
How are you doing? Hey, it's a blessing and a pleasure to be here. I'm Bishop Larry, Rivers of Living Water Ministry, and I am just having an awesome time. It's good to be able to fellowship with this awesome man of God. Reminds me of the days of old, when I used to be sitting in his barber chair. And I don't know, Apostle Thomas, I don't know if you remember this, but I tell my wife about this often. I tell her that to this day, people don't know it, but I was blown away by the revelation that you had before T.D. Jakes had it. Before Creflo Dollar had it.
My God.
We would be sitting in the shop and you would be talking to me about stuff and it would come on the TV weeks later. Creflo Dollar would start talking about it. Something you were talking about in the garden about the different things that happened in the garden and the rivers and the flows and stuff like that. Yes, T.D. Jakes didn't hit that till years later. He hit that years after I heard you talking about. So I was telling my wife, I said, no, Apostle Thomas, his brother got some real revelation. I said, I know firsthand because I have been sitting in his chair and we have had conversations. And then X amount of time later, mainstream finally gets it. I was like, again, it's good to know, and it's good to know that you are still walking in the Lord.
My God, well, I thank God for the revelatory gift that's upon my life. I sometimes I open up the Bible, and then next thing you know, it just jumps off the page,
yes.
And it's like, ain't nothing that I could do about it. It's all God, you know.
Yes.
You were saying something earlier before we came on the air, and I was like, boy, say some of that for the app. Because we're trying to, you even was talking about suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to go around even suffering sometimes, mm-hmm. and the pain sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to, look to the world to get it through the world, if I'm saying that right.
Yes, yes.
Because the Bible talks about, God, you know what? I'm going to let you start this off, and I want you to share some of that. And then I may incorporate what I was just, kind of jumping off the page at me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We were talking about just the sufferings of this present time, not being worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed, and how God reveals his glory in what we go through. Whether we want to admit it or not, Apostle Thomas, we're constantly being processed. God is constantly trying to get out of us because we are continually in momentum. When we're in God, we're continually moving. We should not ever get to the point to where we become comfortable with where we are, because he's always giving us more and we're always trying to become more like him. But one of the things that we were just talking about is that the world will offer us guarantees to get us off track.
Yeah.
So what they'll say is 7 steps to wealth. And what'll happen is somebody else will come back with another book and they'll say 5 steps to wealth. And then, they'll get those sales. And with those books, they'll also offer you guarantees. And they'll say, I guarantee you, mind you, that most people who are writing the books aren't millionaires. They'll say, I guarantee you that you'll make a million if you do this, this, and this. So now what happens is they sell 1,000 of those books. Now, guess what? The guarantee also comes with a money back guarantee. This is what I love about the Word of God. What he guarantees, he fulfills.
Yeah.
The Bible says his word does not return unto him void, but it prospers in the thing that it was sent to do. And guess what? He's watching over what he has spoken to perform it. These guys will tell you something, but they won't watch over to make sure that what they promised you or the guarantee that they gave you is fulfilled. What I love about God is that not only is he a teacher, he's a guide. So the normal classroom teacher will teach you a thing and say, all right, now go get it. God will teach you a thing and say, come on, let's go get it. I'm going to walk you through the process so that you can get through. So man will give you a guarantee, and he'll also get money from you, but he knows that most of the time, if the guarantee doesn't go right, then he's going to say, well, did you follow step number five? Yeah, I follow step five. I followed all the steps the way that... Here's what I love about the Word of God, Pastor Thomas. When I follow the steps in the Word of God, there are guarantees that if I hearken diligently unto the voice of all of his commandments, I know that I can be blessed in the city. I know that I'm going to be blessed in the field. I'm going to be above only and not beneath. I'm going to be the head and not the tail. I'm going to be a lender and not a borrower, because this is what I know about God. He's not a man that he would lie, nor the son of man that he would have to repent. He don't have to take back. So meaning when he said it, he said, I ain't got to give you a money back guarantee because I said it, I'm going to do it. But because a man says it, he says, I got to give you a money back guarantee because it really might not work. And if it doesn't work, and then guess what? What happens is when you go to get your money back, then they have a plus side to the offer because they don't really want you to get your money back. So they offer you something that's a little bit less. So in order for you to not take your money back, I'm going to give you this little thing too. I worked with an internet company, and they had out of thousands of people, they had a 99% success rating. And I found out why it was 99%, because every time they messed up something and I said, just give me my money back, they would come back with, well, what we'll do is we'll give you 2 free hours on this. And I said, okay. And then guess what? I still didn't get the results that they said. And then I come back and I say, well, give me my money back. Well, no, now what we'll do is we'll do all the pages. We'll add these two pages too. So what they were doing was, in order to not get back and to not fulfill or live up to what they promised, they had to give me something else because they wanted to keep that success rating. So that's how businesses dangle that. Oh, we got thousands of customers, but guess what? We are 99% successful. Here's what God is. God is 100% successful. He's never lost.
My God.
He's never lost. If he takes you and stands you in front of a giant, he'll give you the strength to win.
My God.
If he says, that's, I'll give word. You the strength to run through troops and to leap over walls. Guess what? He's God who is abounding in grace and in mercy. And in spite of what your opposition is, he goes around and he tells you that I'm greater in you than anything that's in the world. Then he says, you can do all things through Christ because I'm going to give you the strength. And it's bigger than winning everything. It's bigger than money. It's bigger than going onto a basketball court or a football field and saying I'm going to score 30 points tonight because God gives me strength. No, it's about him giving me the strength to be a light in a dark world, because this world is getting more and more wicked. So now those of us who are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus have got to take a stand. And how do we take a stand? By telling the truth. If it isn't what it is, we got to call it out. And guess what? Let the chips fall where they may. Because for me, and I tell people this all the time, I'm not here trying to be popular. If I wanted to be popular, I would have opened a strip club. But because popularity means absolutely nothing to me, what God tells me to say is what I'm going to say.
I was sitting here listening to you, mighty man of God, because so many times we are doing just what you were sharing, that the Lord was inspiring you to say. We're looking to man. We, as a matter of fact, we even in ministry, sometimes we in ministry, we deal with shortages.
Mm-hmm.
And we look to man. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, thus says the Lord, curse be the man that trusteth in man and make his flesh his arm, Jesus, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. In other words, you're backsliding. The moment that you start looking for outside of God, oh, glory to God, you're moving backwards. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You're trying to do it in your own ability. Come on. You're looking to the world. And the world just want to put you in a system like the man of God was talking about. You know, when you look in the Bible, there was a man, Elam Melch, and he had a wife named Naomi. And you know what? I ain't even got time to go all that. But I'm going to just say that they there was a shortage, and because of that shortage, come on, they turned to, and they went into the world. His name means God is King. And there are people that know that God is King. Her name means my delight. There's people that have delighted in God. Come on, somebody. But they left Bethlehem, Judah. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's almost like saying church. And the Bible says they went to Moab because of a shortage. And sometimes we're doing that because there's a shortage in us. Okay? Because we don't know God. Like, we got to get so full of God that can't nothing pull us off the rails. Can't nothing pull us off the track. Go ahead, man of God. I wanted to go over there, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Why you gonna leave? I got you here. Oh my God!
That is
amazing, because sometimes shortage will take you back to the source, because we will make God a resource, and then when we make Him a resource, we gotta remember that He owns all the resources, and He put the resources at our disposal. But we weren't supposed to let the resources replace the source. And that's where we come up short, because we start to make resources the source. If you don't pay your electric bill, guess what? You are cut off from the source. And guess what? If you're cut off from the source, you have no power. And that's what we're seeing in the land now. Not only is there a shortage of real men and women of God who are standing up and proclaiming the real word of God, There is a shortage of men and women of God who have power.
My God.
And what is happening now is that the world.
He said it.
The world.
Don't write me. He said it.
The world says. This is how powerless we are. When the world can say that the church has no power. When people are preaching but don't believe what they're preaching. You have men who, this is just now, it has become an income. It's become a source of income. They don't believe in the power of what they're preaching. They know that this is where they get their influence. I have influence and I have authority with people through this word that I don't believe in. But here's what we don't ever want to come back to. If you remember, there is a space where God stops speaking. As we are transitioning out of the old and into the new, God is not saying anything, but men are still talking. Why are men so busy talking when God ain't saying nothing?
What? You know, man of God, I've come to find out that if you can't disprove the word, you can't disprove the power.
Nope.
And
my God.
And for the longest, folks have been trying to disprove, the world has been trying to disprove the word.
Yep.
Oh, glory to God. And those that are listening to that crap have allowed them to disprove the power from operating in their lives and in their churches. Okay,
yes.
All right. If you've made up your mind, come on, if somebody told you and you didn't go and research it for yourself that God is not healing anymore, come on, and you've made up your mind that's biblical facts, come on. Oh, glory to God. Because one thing I've come to find out, that truth supersedes facts.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. It was a fact that my son, the x-rays and whatever they showed us, that my oldest son had water on his brains. But the truth was that he was healed by his stripes. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He's working with millionaires right now. Come on, somebody. Okay. All right. It was a fact that my wife was barren.
Oh, glory to God. My.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But the truth was that God is a resurrector. He's a fixer.
Jesus.
He's a restorer. Come on. He can restore your, somebody listening to me, he can restore your soul, your mind. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Yes, there was a man in the Bible who had lost his mind. Come on, Nebuchadnezzar. Let Nebuchadnezzar testify that he lost his mind. But the Bible says that, my God, I'm paraphrasing it, that God restored his mind. See, there are people now that are losing their minds. Come on, their minds aren't active. acting right. But the Bible says he restoreth my soul. Woo. Come on, oh, glory to God. He'll restore your mind. I'm going to say it this way. He'll fix your mind. Somebody right now say, Lord, fix my mind. Fix it, Jesus. Go ahead, go ahead. It's Bishop Carter's fault.
He's stirring me up.
Sometimes you get around people
Yes.
that make your baby jump.
Come on.
You get around folks that make your baby jump. Come on, Elizabeth, Mary showed up at the house.
Yes.
Come on, with the word in her, and it made Elizabeth baby jump. Now, go ahead, man of God.
My God, and that's in the season where we are. We need to be resurrected so that the Spirit of God can make us jump. We need the revelation and the power of God to enlighten us. But you said something, and here's what we have to understand about the world. I'm about to get myself in trouble. The world does not have the ability to heal, so this is what they do. They temporarily cure because they want you to keep coming back. Pharmaceutical companies, what they do is, it's not that they don't have the capacity to put together something that would get your body right, but God does not allow them to, because then they would become healer and replace him.
Isn't that what
God still wants to be known as healer?
Isn't that what the church is doing?
Ooh.
Come on.
Isn't that
what the church is doing?
Yes, sir.
Come on, we got folks hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, hang in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hang on, mm-hmm. God's going to work it out. Come on, you've been telling you to hang on for 20 years.
20.
30 years,
yes.
40 years. Come
yes.
on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'm tired of hanging on.
Come on.
I want to see manifestation.
Yes,
I just want
yes.
to jump in there.
No. And that is where when we look at the church and we look at Ephesus, the Apostle Paul says that we should be the fullness of God. The church should be able to be the fullness of God. We pick up where Jesus left off. Jesus did miracles, and when he said these things and greater shall ye do, but because we're not in a position where we have right relationship. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get there and have him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. I know you not. So what I want to do is I want to operate in the capacity to which I know him. And let me tell you something. He's shown himself, because even as you talked about your wife, we heard that there would not be a Fallon. But the truth of the matter is, even when doctors said, well, before you can have a baby, you're going to have to take this kind of pill for 2 years, and you're going to have to do this. Guess what? Year one, after we got married, year one, here come Fallon. Because God had a different plan. God had a better plan. And what we need to do as a people and as a body is stop looking at the plans that the world has. Because the world's plans are coming up short. The world's systems. Remember, Scripture says the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God. He is not lower than the kingdoms of this world. He's still higher than every kingdom, every establishment, every system in this world. God is still higher than them, and he has authority over them. Now, he says, pray for those who have the rule over you, but guess what? Don't think that they have more power than me. Put not your trust in princes. Put not your confidence in man, your trust in princes. We still have to make sure that we know where our confidence lies, and that's in him.
Man of God, you said capacity. Because a lot of us don't have capacity for
come
truth.
Come on.
A lot of us don't have capacity for the real deal. Come on.
Yes.
We've been filled up with so many lies.
Jesus.
And so many lies about what God is. Come
mm.
on. And we don't have the capacity to receive truth. Come on.
Truth.
Oh, glory to God. That means that, guess what? To get this, you got to pour some stuff out. Ooh. You got to forget everything that you know. Come on. You got to forget everything that you've heard. Oh, glory to God. And get to know God on a personal level. Come
my
on.
God.
To get open the Bible for yourself and ask the Spirit of the Lord God to teach you.
Jesus.
Spirit of the Lord. He is a teacher.
Yes, he is.
He wants to teach you. Oh, glory to God. He wants you to know. He wants you to have knowledge about
yes.
him.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. If you, because you got to be careful, because man will limit you.
Yes.
Man will put all kinds of limits. You got preachers that put all kinds of limitations on people. Mm. You got preachers. You better not speak in tongues in their church. We don't have none of that here.
Yes,
come on.
Yes, yes.
Oh, glory to God. You can't pray. You know, I've had to tell preachers that got spirit filled and got filled with the Holy Spirit, and guess what? Use some wisdom. Mm-hmm. Just put the microphone down.
Yes.
Pray, because I know that even when God gives me utterance, come on, my God, I mean, sometimes I'm getting downloads. It's hard for me to preach. I can't preach revelatory without downloads.
Yes.
I got to get a download from the Lord. You are limiting yourself when you're trying to go around the power and preach without the power. There has to be weight on us, a weight of glory. Oh, come on, we need, especially in this dark times. Come on. The Bible says that in dark times that the glory shall come upon you. We need the weightiness of God. Wee. What is the glory? It's the power of God, the help of God, the ability of God. It's His splendor. It's His glory. Come on. Folks need to see something on us or hear something and realize that something's on that brother.
Something's on
that preacher. Go ahead, man.
My God.
And let me say this here. This is why it's important that you get in a ministry in this time. I was preaching it at the beginning of the year, and I'm preaching it again now, that you got to be up on the ministry that, where the heavens are open. It just might save your life. Come on. There was times in the Bible when God told Jacob, told him to go back to Bethel. Come on, go back. Bethel it means the house of God.
Yes.
Bethlehem, the house of God, or the house of bread. You got to get in the house of God. Come on, rivers of living water. You got to get in the house of God where the heavens are open, because he told him, go back to that place where you met me, and you looked up and you realized that was the gate of heaven, that was an opening there, that the angels were ascending and descending.
Jesus.
You got to get somewhere where the power of God is in operation. Come on. Because it just might save your life. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Even God told, Naomi, and Naomi realized that, and she said, I got to go back to Bethel. Come on.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Who was that? There was other people in the Bible that God said, go to Bethel. My God. Why? Because there's an open heaven, and you got to realize that you got to be up under an open heaven in this season. Go ahead,
my
man of God.
My God. Wow. And here, Pastor Thomas, because when we look at, you said something, when we look at the opening in heaven, and I'm going to just give a natural, when we look at the rainy season at the end of last year, some rains that are experiencing.
Rain has been raining while we're preaching.
Yes, it's not just a little drip drop. And we you have to be sure when you say that you want your cup to overflow. Here's what you have to understand about God. God doesn't run out. When he says he'll cause your cup to overflow, that means, look here, I'm going to keep pouring. If you want to keep receiving, I'll keep pouring. If you can hold what I'm giving, I'm going to keep pouring. But there's not a people who have that level of expectation. Right now, we have a people who's just saying, if God, if you fill me up halfway, I'm good. God, if you fill me up three quarters of the way, I'm good. God, if you fill me to capacity, I'm good. But then there's another level of people who say, more of you, God. I'm filled up, but more of you. I still want you to pour. I want you to pour. Why? Because today holds a different assignment than yesterday. Tomorrow's going to hold a different assignment than today. So I need you to pour into me, not what I need for today, but I still need tomorrow's pouring. So some people are at that place to where they're comfortable in what's being poured today. So they don't go in prayer tomorrow. They don't go in the word tomorrow. They don't want to receive a fresh revelation. They don't want to receive a fresh pouring. But then there's people who are going to continue to approach. I know my ground is wet. Keep raining.
I was sitting here thinking about that overflow is to help other folks.
Yes.
My God.
Come on.
Sometimes we got it bottled up on the inside of us. As a matter of fact, the Bible says your love shall abound towards all men.
Yes.
We about out of time.
Oh,
all right, tell
God.
Us about your ministry. I can't believe the time. Where the time going?
I know.
Tell us about your ministry real quick.
Rivers of Water, Living Water Ministry, 730 Upsala Road in Sanford, and 215 Oak Street in Cocoa. Sunday is our Sanford services, and Saturday is 10 a.m. is our services in Brevard County.
And your telephone number, in case church telephone number.
Oh, my God. I didn't come prepared. I'm sorry.
You know, I tell you what.
I don't call it.
I think Brother Danny Clock is just running fast
it's
on us.
It's got to be running fast.
We just started talking.
Yes.
We just started
it's
going
gotta
at it,
be.
Man. Two minutes. And so, anyways, all right. Well, if you want to look up their telephone number, I'll just quickly. And so, praise the Lord. You have been listening to Bishop Carter. Amen. Rivers of Living Water Ministry. Also want to say real quick that they got a fundraiser going on this week, and I want to challenge you to give. The Bible says that if you bring your tithes and offerings into God's house, amen, and sometimes it might not be the literal. Well, I put it this way. This radio station, I would say it's like a house.
Yeah.
Because the word of God is emulating from this place. Come on. It's coming from this place. Yeah. People are preaching the gospel. And it's a support system. Oh, glory to God. And it's okay, praise God, to give. I'm not saying bring your tithes, but I'm saying give, because guess what? It's ministry. It's connected to ministry. People are being saved. There's times that I've listened to the radio broadcast and have been blessed. Things that have been said. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we got this mentality that guess what? You a taker and you're not, you're a taker, you're an eater, but you don't even believe in leaving a tip. Okay.
Jesus.
And so leave a tip. Leave a tip. And that telephone number, you can reach Danny at 321-632-1000. Or you can go to WMIE.com and click on the donation tab and give a donation. On Tuesday broadcast, I heard the man of God saying that you will be blessed, and I had a check in my spirit. And I do believe that you will be blessed. And this is why we need the Spirit of the Lord God, because there are sometimes when someone is saying, hey, give, and you get a check in your spirit, and you don't miss out on your overflow.
Yes.
You don't miss out on your blessing, because when the Lord leads you to do something, it's coming back to you on a greater level. Yes. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, we thank God for you, man.
Thank you.
I think we probably got about 30 seconds. We thank God for you. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. The Colson Center. I'm John Stone Street. The most dramatic moment of the Protestant Reformation occurred in April of 1521. Just 3.5 years earlier, Martin Luther had posted his 95 thesis attacking the abusive sale of indulgences, which promised the pardon of sin through payment, and other evidence of corruption in the Western Church of the time. When printed, Luther's theses became a runaway bestseller, igniting enormous opposition to the indulgence market, to the Pope, and to the hierarchy of the Church. Charles V, the newly elected Holy Roman Emperor and a devout, though reform-minded Catholic, thus faced a crisis. He knew that a kingdom divided by religion could not likely survive. He also faced increasing pressure from the papacy to deal with Luther, so he summoned Luther to appear before the imperial parliament in the city of Worms, granting him promise of safe conduct. Now, Luther knew that ignoring an imperial summons was simply not an option. He also knew what had happened to the Bohemian reformer, John Hus, when he had been granted safe conduct by the emperor to a church council in Constance. The council had ignored the safe conduct, claiming that they had no obligation to keep their word to a heretic, and then they burned Hus alive. Luther shared many of Hus's ideas. Still, Luther went to Worms, expecting a chance to present and defend his views. However, when he arrived, he was told that there would be no discussion, no debate, only the opportunity for him to recant. After a night wrestling with his conscience and fears, he returned to the council the following day, April the 18th, 1521. When he was asked to recant, Luther replied, quote, Since then, your serene majesty and your lordship seek a simple answer, I will give it in this